3 minutes before 10 o'clock. Our forecast: periods of light rain likely today, highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, decreasing cloudiness and cooler temperatures, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. Pete Fornichel on Mixed Bag joining us in the final hour of the program this morning will be Livingston Taylor. And right now, as a way of saying thank you to all of you who made last week's Mixed Bag Music Cruise celebrating our 300th show such a success with Donovan and Roger McGuinn, we're going to take a late September sail this morning at WNEW-FM.
Thank you. tested, and we never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do. You will survive being bested. Somebody fine will come along, make me forget about loving you. In the Southern Cross,
it's a song called Night Sail, S-A-I-L.
Your love is like a night sail on the ocean. You do not worry where you're headed, for the master's at the helm. Starlight shakes her magic on your lover. You cannot hide, there is no cover. This flight has just begun. Love is a light on the night, just you and I on a night sea. Moonlight silhouettes we're soaking wet. Oh, this night we won't forget. On this night sail, love is a light on the night, just you and I on the night sail, just you and I on the night sail. And if the wind is right, we can sail all night on this night sail. Do 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 do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks a lot.
Stormy waters to be near you, to be free.
That's our late September radio sale for this year, concluding with Rod Stewart and Sailing. Christopher Cross before that, his hit Sailing. We heard Devon Square with the live version of Night Sail. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Southern Cross, and we began with Loggins and Messina, that great track, Sailing the Wind. More boat rides to come in the summers ahead, I assure you. It's 10 o'clock. Mixed Bag continues after the news, and Livingston Taylor will be our guest in the final hour of the program this morning at 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York.
Former President Jimmy Carter's brother Billy died in Plains, Georgia today, a victim of pancreatic cancer, the same disease which took the life of his father and a sister. Billy, once known as First Brother, was 51. 11 years ago, when his brother had just taken office, Billy talked about how that event had changed things in Plains.
It was real quiet. You do anything you want to. Take a BB gun and shoot robins on Main Street. Nobody said a damn thing about it. And now, regardless of what anybody does, you get 18 pictures took of him.
A former president's brother passes, and other men who would be president prepare to debate George Bush and Michael Dukakis tonight at 8 Eastern Time. NASA engineers know the accusations of three former Morton Thiokol engineers who say the shuttle booster's rockets remain dangerously flawed, but NASA says rigorous testing disproves those charges, and they're ready for a Thursday launch. A 9-member U.S. team is now in Hanoi to spend the next week and a half tracing Americans lost in the Vietnam War, and they'll be back several times this year. From the NBC Radio Network newsroom, I'm Don Blair.
You lied. You broke my heart. You really hurt me, Bob.
I'm Bob Jones, and I'm with Sandra Bernhardt, a quarter mile high at the observation deck at the World Trade Center.
Bob, you made promises to me on the elevator ride. You led me on. You said we'd reach new heights.
We did, Sandra. We're 107 stories above New York.
You promised you'd show me things I'd never seen before. You got close to me.
I was pointing out the view. I showed you Lady Liberty, the bridges,
sure.
The harbor.
Don't try to deny it, Bob. You whined and dined me at those restaurants down on the concourse. I trusted you, Bob. I feel like such a fool now.
Sandra, this isn't a date. It's a radio commercial.
Fine. Act as if nothing happened. This always happens to me. Out with a guy, up 107 stories, get totally let on, and then it's sorry, honey. It was only a commercial.
The decks open every day from 9:30 to 9:30.
Oh, this is so predictable.
New York begins at the World Trade Center.
Well, I guess that's all that begins here.
66 degrees and cloudy are forecast, periods of light rain likely today, highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, decreasing cloudiness and cooler temperatures, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, Pete Fornital back with you on Mixed Bag. Coming up this week, a great bill at the Tarrytown Music Hall on Friday, September 30th, and Saturday, October 1st, Dr. John and Leon Redbone at WNEW-FM.
Such a night. It's such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. You know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. And it's such a night.
Thank you. you've been gone, I've been walking around with my head bowed down in my shoes. I've been living the blues every night without you. I don't have to go far to know where you are. Strangers all give me the news. I've been living the blues every night without you. I think it's best to soon get some rest and forget my pride. I can't deny this feeling that I carry for you deep down inside. Seeming it's where you come back and stay. Oh, how can you refuse? And live in the blue every night without you. And live in the blue every night without you.
At 1027, that is Leon Redbone with Bob Dylan's Livin' the Blues. Dr. John playing piano on that track. We heard the doctor before that with Such a Night, and that is the bill next Friday and Saturday nights at the Music Hall in Tarrytown.
Give me a song!
For 25 years, Coors has been putting Brewery Fresh Draft beer in bottles and cans. Taste the original today.
I am an American original. Coors Draft beer in a can. Tap an ice cool Coors with a friend of yours. Put a 12-ounce keg in your hand.
So the next time you want that Brewery Fresh taste, pick up the first draft beer in bottles and cans. Pick up a Coors. Anything else is less than original.
Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
The Bird. The Turtles, the Beach Boys.
Televis presents Our Generation.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine.
The Rascals, James Taylor, the Kinks, Guess Who.
Our Generation, the new triple album of 40 classics from the 60s and 70s. For the first time ever in one collection, music that takes you back.
This is the dawning of the age.
The Zombies.
40 songs that shaped a generation.
Everybody's talking at me.
Our Generation. Three records or two long play cassettes, just $19.95 plus shipping. Two CDs, just $24.95 plus shipping. To order, call 1-800-532-1100. Credit cards accepted, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-532-1100 for Our Generation.
More efficiency, more friendliness. That's why you'll choose the Pan Am Shuttle, because those are the biggest frequent flyer bonuses of all. How do we know? Pan Am Shuttlers told us so. In a recent in-flight survey, they gave us an average rating of 8.2 on a 10-point scale for overall service by flight attendants. That's right, 8.2. More warmth and friendliness? Well, our Pan Am Shuttle flight attendants were rated just as highly on those qualities, too.
So much more!
Complimentary newspapers and magazines on the ground. Snacks and beverages in the air. More to make you choose the Pan Am Shuttle between New York and Boston or Washington.
More than ever before!
Every hour on the half hour, the Pan Am Shuttle makes it easier on you.
More!
If you wish to donate to SportAid, it's real easy to do. Just write a check or money order to CARE, SportAid 88, 660 First Avenue, New York, 10016. It's never too late to drop them a line. Only from the place where rock cares, and that's right here at 1027. Pete Fornatale on Mixed Bag. Livingston Taylor, our guest in just a few minutes, but right now, a couple of more tracks from our featured artist, Bruce Springsteen, who celebrated his 39th birthday on Friday. Mixed Bag Bruce this week at WNEW-FM.
Got no home, I'm just a rambling round. I work when I can get it, I roam from town to town. Police make it hard, boys, wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming shares and always I was. My debts, they was so many, my pay wouldn't go around. Drought got my crop, Mr. Banker. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Six children I have raised, they're scattered in the gone. And my darling wife, heaven, she is born. She died of the fever, yes, on the California. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I mined in your mines and I gathered in your corn. I've been working, mister, since the day that I was born. I worry all the time like I never did before. 'Cause I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Brothers and sisters.
There's a book out right now, it's called Woody Guthrie, A Life. It's about a fella named Joe Klein. And it's really a great book. And this song was originally, it was written as an angry song, as an answer to Irving Berlin, who just wrote God Bless America. And this song was written as an answer to that song. Just about one of the most beautiful songs ever written, anyway. Let's do this for you, baby.
Mixed Bag Bruce this week for the boss's 39th birthday this past Friday. That is the live version of This Land Is Your Land from the live album, actually. And before that, the two songs that Bruce contributed to Folkways of Vision Shared, Vigilante Man and I Ain't Got No Home. The cable special, by the way, based on that album, is running this month. And in fact, I believe will be shown tomorrow night. Check your cable guide for listings. 1024 at 1027. Livingston Taylor will join us right after these messages.
You've got somewhere to go. Catch a fare that's low. There's a money saver going on Greyhound.
Right now, you can catch a Greyhound money saver to thousands of cities in the U.S. for only $7 to $68 one way. Some restrictions apply, so call or stop by for details.
So when you're ready,
leave the driving to us.
Live for the night. Speak a different language, one you don't have to hear to understand. It's easy to understand the language of the night, and the night belongs to Michelob.
Watch programs. There are only two on national television. One is Unsolved Mysteries, but only America's Most Wanted is supported by the FBI and is guided not by an actor but by a man who was the victim of a tragic crime. Only America's Most Wanted has helped capture over 40 fugitives. Only one show is the original weekly National Crime Watch. America's Most Wanted tonight.
Then it's Married with Children. Al's out for revenge when he discovers Peg is a male strip club junkie.
Just how much of my money has found its way into the crotches of dancing oily men?
I don't count it. I just shove it in.
Then Gary, dating a sex kitten you met on the Love Connection is one thing. Letting her move into the condo, we understand, but sharing your show?
Hi.
See, we're sharing the monologue now.
Tonight, it's Gary and Angelica's show.
Beginning tonight at 8 p.m., only on Fox Channel 5, New York.
You on Mixed Bag with my special guest this morning, Livingston Taylor.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star, and I'll wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops. It's where you're gonna find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
You do that one so well.
Well, thank you so much.
Is that a special song for you, Liv?
It's special to me because it's such a great song. I mean, you know, it's not like I, kissed my first girl while I was listening to this song or something. But it's It is a special song.
We're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the release of Wizard of Oz.
It's really, it's an amazing piece of work. And, you know, there are songs that I go by the way the hours, conversing with the flowers, consulting with the rain, with the thoughts I'd be thinking I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. If I only had a heart, if I only had the nerve. You know what? Ow, what writing! Ooh, ooh, ooh.
If you did a remake, what part would you play?
What part would I play? I would have to play the Tin Man. It seems to me that one thing I would love to have in my life is more and more heart. I have plenty of nerve, and I don't often say this, but I will say it. I also have plenty of brains, and if I look in the mirror, the only thing that I would like more of is I would like more compassion.
Mm.
I would like more heart. Those times that I am angry, I would love to be able to keep my mouth shut. You know, because the things you really regret are, the reality is what you really regret is you regret things that you didn't do. And that's not much of a problem for me because I do a lot of things, mm-hmm. and because I really have the nerve to do them. But the things that I most regret are the things that I've done in anger, and those are the things I wish I could take back. There's just not a situation where there was sort of an idea, sort of a 70s idea, maybe basically a 70s idea that you should express yourself. And the answer is yes, you should express yourself, unless you're angry and haven't thought it through, and then you should just simply keep your mouth shut.
Right. There is definitely a difference between constructive expression and destructive expression. No doubt about that. Liv, last time you were here, you were living the life of the itinerant musician. No record deal at the time.
No record deal.
Things have changed in year or two.
Yeah, I think the last time I was here, I was starting to work on a record. And I started to work with a guy by the name of Artie Trom.
Uh-huh.
Now, I met Artie Trom I've known Artie for years, but he first produced a project. There's a fellow by the name of Happy Trom, Happy and Jane Trom, Artie's brother, predictably. And Happy Trom has a series of musical instruction tapes called Homespun Tapes.
That's right.
And Happy asked me to do a series for Homespun, which I did. And
what was your subject?
My subject was called Hip Guitar Styles. I don't know why it was called that, but it seemed it's sort of that Taylor style of you know, that sort of flowing of. It gives instruction about that flowing sort of style. So it was Hit Guitar Styles, and so Artie produced this Homespun series for me, which is 6 hours of tapes, and I just loved his production technique, and I loved what he brought out of me. So he called me on the phone New Year's Day 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And he said, listen, I want to record. He called me at 3 o'clock on New Year's Day, and he said, listen, I've got a few people in a little studio, a 24-track studio, and I want to record. And I said, I was in Boston. He was in Woodstock. And I said, it's 3 o'clock now. I'll be there by 6:15. I'll get in my car this second. And he said, no, it's too quick. And I said, no problem. I can wake up at 6 tomorrow morning. I'll wake up at 5, but I'll leave the house at like 6, and I'll be there at 9:15 tomorrow morning. Well, indeed, 2 days later, I was there. And we started to work on this album, made half the record. This could get long and very boring. I made half the record, tried to sell the record. Nobody would look at me cross-eyed. Took the plunge, paid the money to finish the record. I was going to remortgage my house. But then, out of nowhere, this is straight showbiz. Out of nowhere, a beer company calls me up to do a commercial the Labatt Brewing Company to do a commercial for Schooner Beer. And I was going to mortgage my, take a second mortgage on my house, you know, to be able to pay for this record. And the sum was $25,000 that I needed to finish the record. So the beer company calls me up and says, would you do this commercial? And I said, listen, I really have to tell you that I'm not crazy about doing commercials for beer. You know, it's just, it's not something that I feel very that strong about. What are we talking about in money here? They said, we'll give you $25,000. And I said, did I mention to you that I love beer? So I sold out, and in selling out, I was then able to employ everybody. We were able to finish our record, and then I took it to a few people, and there was some interest from a few quarters. But I'm a pop musician. Now, in playing an acoustic guitar, I could be called a sort of a folk pop musician. But it's the need of every pop musician to get their music on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And in wide distribution on the radio. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's not something that every label can do.
But you found one.
I found one. A company north of Boston, a little company called Critique Records, distributed by Atlantic
Atco.
That's
the key. Isn't that the key?
What, the small label?
The small label distributed by
the large label.
Yeah.
So we have the full service, nationwide, indeed worldwide, servicing of a record with the small label. Because if I were on Atlantic and Phil Collins comes out, and all of Atlantic staff would have to blow me out,
right.
Blow out Livingston Taylor,
mm-hmm.
Service Phil Collins. It would make sense. It's what I'd do if I owned the label, because Phil Collins has a potential of selling far more records than I,
yep.
And must be serviced.
Simple economics.
But now I have a small label of whom I'm the most important artist on, and i.e. my project, I'm not the most important artist. They have many wonderful artists on their label, but I'm right now,
right.
For 6 months. They'll concentrate on me. And so, you know, we have a single that's now burning up the AC charts. And
the album is called Life is Good, which
Life
I want to talk about
good.
A little more specifically
All
later
right.
on. One of the first things I noticed about it, Livingston, was a jazzy feel on a certain proportion
yeah.
of the music on this album. Was that conscious on your part?
No. Again, I view myself as a pop singer and a pop writer. It's what I want to be. I need to define what pop is. What pop is pop music is music that's designed to entertain, perhaps inform, but never aggressively. It what it wants to do is simply entertain and simply be enjoyed for what it is.
Let's listen to one of the jazzier tinged tracks. What can you tell us about the one called Louie?
Well, Louie is a song when I was 13. God, I'm in a state in my career where everything has got a long story. Where, you know, I got a story for everything. Brad, I hope this wouldn't happen before I was 45 or 50, but here it's happening to me at 37. I'm going bald and have too many stories. Eeks. So what happened was with Louie was when I was 13 years old, I snuck in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, into Memorial Hall, where there was a man playing. I did not know who this man was. I snuck backstage, and this man was playing with his band. The curtain closes. This old man virtually collapses on stage, absolutely broken and exhausted. The curtain opens back up again. He is alive again. He's going up. Everybody's going crazy, and the music's going back and forth. Curtain closes again, collapse. One more time, close, collapse. He's walking off stage, and he's walking, you know, just shuffling off stage to get on a bus, to travel through the night onto another gig. And I'm just transfixed by this, and I say, you can get energy like this from an audience? I want to do this for a living. And I said, excuse me, sir, could I have your autograph? And he said, yes, what's your name? I said, my name is Livingston. He said, Livingston, best wishes. Louis Armstrong. And so, fast forward 25 years, my wife wanted me to clean out the basement. And so I it's you know, I you know, there might be rats or something down there. I want nothing to do with a basement. So I'm down there and I'm getting ready to clean it out, and I say, how can I get out of this job? The only way I can get out of this job is to have a song that needs writing. And sure enough, there was Louis Armstrong to the rescue. And these music and words came into my head. I poked my head out of the basement, and Maggie said, I thought you were going to clean that up. And I said, I can't right now because I have a song to write. She was slightly suspicious. She heard the song. She liked it, too.
Let's listen on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM.
Through a shadow on Mulberry Hill, you're welcome to leave, but nobody will. The moment was crystal, the evening was still, when those broad teeth took that stage. He taps at his side, a warning or two. Yes, I see civilization is through. You've heard it before, but it all sounds brand new. This sound's gonna be the rage. Louis is blowing. Taking slaves to the swing, uncovered a bell and it started to ring. I had forgotten to feel these things, how to reach out and touch the sky. Now Georgia Lucinda looked a face different, but definitely into one place. Honesty, energy, sympathy, grace. I never thought I'd get so high. Louis is blowing.
That's Louis from the brand new album by Livingston Taylor. I'll be talking more with Livingston right after these messages.
Hello, we're here at the San Diego Zoo, hoping to get a better idea of the impact of new scientific evidence about Trident gum. Excuse me. Yes, you with the long blonde hair and all the teeth. What gum do you chew? You already heard chewing Trident after sugary snacks helps fight cavities. And you're a big snacker, are you?
Trident. Millions of teeth can't be wrong.
Right now, through Sunday night, save from 10 to 75% on everything in home entertainment and home appliances. Yes, right now, through Sunday night, everything in every Crazy Eddie department is on sale. And you'll save from 10 up to a humongous 75%. Save 10 to 75% on every VCR, every color TV, every rack system. They're all on sale at Crazy Eddie. Save 10 to 75% on every computer, every telephone, every microwave. They're all on sale at Crazy Eddie. Save 10 to 75% on every fax machine, every car stereo, every camcorder. They're all on sale at Crazy Eddie. Yes, save 10 to 75% on everything in every Crazy Eddie department in every Crazy Eddie superstore. Because everything's on sale at Crazy Eddie. Crazy Eddie will never, never, never be undersold. Crazy Eddie, his prices are insane.
Enter to win free tickets to see Forbidden Broadway, the award-winning outrageous musical parody at the brand new Theater East. Enter at all great Crazy Eddie Manhattan superstores. No purchase necessary. Offer ends September 30th, 1988.
This is Pete Fornatale back with you on Mixed Bag with my special guest this morning, Livingston Taylor. We are talking about his brand new album, first in some half a dozen years at least.
7 years. God, it was a long time. I did a TV show. I hosted a TV show here in New York, a show called This Week's Music. And it was only on for 13 weeks. And I love it when people choose me, because I always say to I always say to myself, you chose the right guy. Last night I was working on a song, and let me go with something like this. If you come with me, you chose the right guy. You
chose the right guy.
It'll go something like that. But
finish that one.
That'll be fun. Chose the right guy. You know, if you like to, there'll be a lot of predictably goofy things that this significant other and I will do, and we'll terminate with a phrase.
You chose the right guy.
Livingston, last time you were here, we spoke a bit about James and the ups and downs of your relationship over the years. Things seem to have worked out very nicely for your big brother, haven't they?
Oh, you know, James is people say to me, does it bum you to be compared to James? Or, you know, would your career have been better or different without James Taylor? And, you know, I don't know how to answer such questions. First off, he's always been my brother. I mean, he's my older brother, so I never have remembered a time when he wasn't my older brother. And he is such a talented and disciplined man. My career, I can envision a way where my career would have perhaps been better, probably not. But let's say, even for a fact, that my career could have been better were James Taylor not around. The simple reality is that my career might have been better, and let's suppose that that would happen. The reality is that without James Taylor around, my life would be immeasurably worse.
Uh-huh.
And here, you know, and I call him on the phone, and we speak to each other all the time. And you know, if I have voice problems, I call him and say, you know, my voice is sore. What should I do? Or just all different career things. Let's move on. So James and I, you know, I was making this record, and there was a song, one of the two songs on the album that I didn't write, written by a friend of mine named Pat Alger, who lives down in Nashville, a song called City Lights. And I called James and I said, listen, I almost dared not ask him, you know, would you do a song with me on my album? And he said, Livingston, is nothing that would honor me more than you and I being able to sing a song together on your record. And I said, well, yeah. And he said, what do you have in mind? I said, I gave him a couple of suggestions. But City Lights was really what I wanted to do. And he said, City Lights would be perfect. And so we went over to the power station here in New York. And I looked across at James, and I just thought, you know, what a wonderful spot this is. And this song, City Lights, we were together, we sang. And in that 4 hours, this is what we cooked up. And I can tell you, Pete, that it was an absolutely magical career moment for me.
Here it is on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM.
The sun goes down.
pretty night. She's got those city lights to help her find her way. She's got those city lights to help her find her way.
That is City Lights from the brand new Life is Good album by my guest Livingston Taylor, a duet with his brother James.
Yeah.
This is the year of the duet for Livingston Taylor.
I know. I've been doing a lot of duets. I'll tell you why.
Okay. What's that about?
Well, I have to tell you. I want you to know that I'm not putting myself down here, but I have a nice voice, plenty good voice, and I love to sing, and I'm proud of my voice. But I just think my voice sounds a whole lot better when I'm able to surround it with people who can really sing. Now the single off this album, we'll have to get to some other time, a song called Loving Arms. I sing with a woman named Leah Kunkel,
sure.
Who is the former wife of Russ Kunkel, and what's not widely known is she is also the sister of Mama Cass Elliot.
Yeah.
You knew that, because that's because, Pete, you know everything.
It's my job.
That's right. It's your job. And so...
Now, there's also one with Ann Hills.
Oh, I do a duet with Ann Hills on her record, and Christine Lavin on an album of hers. And
Rory Block?
I did one with Rory. That's right. Rory talked me into... people call me up, and anybody is free to call me. If they want to use this scratchy voice of mine, anybody's foolish enough to use this scratchy baritone of mine. I love singing on other people's records. And I have the standard business deal that I work out, and my business deal goes, it doesn't require a contract. The rule is that if I sing on a song and the song makes a whole bunch of money, I want you to give me some, please. that's my formal business deal. And
I've got the concept. Duets are us.
Duets are us. It's such an honor to be asked to sing on somebody's song, and I like to do it.
My favorite is the one with Christine of
Downtown. You know, yeah. When you're alone. Oh, wrong key. Let me see. When you're alone, and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. Maybe we'll find a little place we can go to where they never close downtown. Do 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 do. Traffic in the city, bada bada da da. With the neon lights up, pretty, how can you lose? So maybe I'll see you there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. Now, the first time I heard that song, I had busted my leg, and I was skiing in Vermont. I was a 13-year-old kid, and I had some terrible equipment. So I was lying in a hospital, alone, dejected, lonely guy, and I listened to that song a few times. So
the thing about it is you carry these things with you throughout your life.
You really do. Now, this is the importance, and I want your listeners out there to understand the importance of radio play. This is why I'm so fanatical. So you have that song that imprints. So you're driving to your girlfriend's house after you've made up, and or you're going off to school for the first time. I mean, all these momentous occasions happen, and the radio is playing, and you're being imprinted with song. And I have to say that, if possible, I'd like them to be imprinted with my song.
Sure,
they got to be imprinted with somebody's song. I want them imprinted with mine.
Livingston, I was going to ask you why you call the album Life is Good, but I don't have to, because you've been living proof of why for the last 30 minutes. Would you do that one live for us to close out this morning?
I would love to, and may I say what a pleasure it's been seeing you and being on your radio show again.
I thank you so much.
$8 in the shovel, in the city summer sun. Aching arms, dusty boots, and a job that won't get done. 2 weeks pay spent yesterday in a three-change bus ride home. The fading gray of a long, hard day, not a thing to call your own. And the boy turns, and he asks his old dad. He says, are you glad for the kind of life you've had? And he says, life is good. Spring is in the air. You got $2 in your pocket, a little bit of Brill cream in your hair. You know life is good when you're proud of a doo-doo.
Even your old father's, and it all comes back to you. Some guys are handsome, and they make friends all the time. You know they always got a buddy, and they always feel fine. Now others take a back seat, and they watch the world go by. They're living life alone, quietly and shy. But when love strikes, and those fires start to burn, and those lonely years, they melt away, and finally it's your turn. Life is good. Winter's blowing cold. Oh, love's forever, and it never will grow old. Life is good when you're proud of a doo-doo. Giving your all to others, and it all comes back to you. You can go on year to year thinking life has nothing new. Special things go to others. You're glad for them, but then just like that, it goes and changes just like that. You say that life is good. You were heading for a fall, and you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and it didn't hurt at all. Life is good when you're proud of what you do. Give your all to others. Come on now, try. Listen very closely to every laugh and sigh. Maybe there's a reason for all we do. Giving your all to others, and it all comes back to you.
And that just about wraps things up for another Sunday morning. Thanks to Livingston Taylor for being our guest. Liv's latest album, Life is Good, is available on Critique Records. Thanks also to my producer, John Platt. This is Pete Fornatale. Stay tuned for Scott Muni's Ticket to Ride. I'll be back next weekend, as usual, right here at 1027 WNEW-FM in New York. Thank you.
If it's classic rock, it was born on WNEW-FM New York.